Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, as well as our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail center mail haulers, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel to the gas stations. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, and we're also on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from the mountaintop up here in Tarpon Springs, it's none other than Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. You can see forever up there, right?
I wouldn't say forever, but I can see a long way.
There you go. And it's a clear night, so you can see a long way tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, yesterday, Joe Biden gave a little speech, handed another $33 billion, which I guess has to be approved now by the Congress because he's over the limit of where it can be, and to help the Ukraine. And we also heard for the first time that the United Kingdom is sending not only tanks, but somebody is sending jets. Who's that? Is that the United Kingdom or somebody else?
I think it's the UK. Yeah.
Okay, so that's something else that's going on. So they're starting to get some of what they've been asking for several months.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think? Is it going to help?
Well, anything will help.
Mm-hmm.
But I just go back to Schwarzkopf when we went through Desert Storm 1.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he went in there prepared to kill an ant with a sledgehammer, and that war lasted, that conflict, it wasn't even necessarily a war. It lasted like minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that same kind of mentality here with Western leaders, and should, with given Putin's history. You go back to Georgia, you go back to the conflict that's been going on since 2014 in the Donbass. Why was all that tolerated? I mean, as of last week, there were still Russian ordnance being dropped in Syria.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of feckless people out there.
Okay, well, let's find out what our caller wants. We have Bagam and Bob on the line. So, Bagam and Bob, what's your question for Denise?
Yes, I was reading her article on the FoundersCode.com about how Musk faces forces on to complete his purchase of Twitter.
Yes,
and it's this Open Markets Institute they got. That sounds like a pretty devious little place there. Do you think he will be able to complete his purchase and go on and make some reform of Twitter? And the other thing I saw, too, on the Internet was that we've got a lot of the modern artillery pieces that are being brought into play into Ukraine.
Yes.
A lot of them with a lot of analysts. So I think that's going to make a real difference because they can fight back at longer range.
Yes.
All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, yep. And a lot of that stuff is now mobile. It's on sitting on tank chassis, and they're able to move it away. But go ahead, Denise.
Yeah, I think Musk is going to, you know, there's lots of forces out there that are against this. And in fact, you've got Democrats in Congress that now will haul him in there and ask Musk what his intentions are with Twitter. Did they do that with Jeffrey Bezos when he brought the Washington Post? No. So, you know, I think the more they antagonize him, the more they're not going to like what he does. Because I think at some point he's just going to go, okay, I see where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would say that he's going to necessarily figure it all out. And, you know, jury's still out here on Musk himself. On his resume, but on certain things. But I will tell you, I mean, the man's really kind of fearless here.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like Musk, but they like George Soros.
Hmm.
So that just shows how twisted it all is.
Well, I'll tell you something that I just saw come across the ticker here. The two leading Twitter people that lost the most followers were, number one, Michelle Obama, number two, AOC.
Okay.
They're number one and number two for losing followers on Twitter. But they're also over on other platforms, so I'm thinking that's where they're going.
Well, almost everybody is, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So they lose one, they go to another. That's all they do.
That's right.
And I think a lot of them went to Gab, and they went to, what was it, Telegram or something like that?
Telegram's not a social platform.
All right, well, there's another one in there. Whatever the name is, it'll come to me when we talk about it during the break. Okay, hold that top. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more Denise Simon Chu. If you want to opine, 877-969-8600 is the number to call. In the meantime, we're going to break, and we'll be back.
With Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And thank you so very much for chiming in. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And remember, GEICO has been insuring people for some 85 years. They are currently the second largest auto and truck insurer in the country. Now, you can go to their website, geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O.com, or you can check out their agent, and they'll be happy to give you a quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your car insurance and your homeowner's insurance or your renter's insurance or your condo's insurance. You put that all on your bundle all together, and you'll get a really good rate, save yourself a bunch of money. So check them out, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, .com, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, .com. All right, then back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we have a new group from the Department of Homeland Security called the Disinformation Governance Board, which appointed a leader who apparently peddled a little disinformation of her own about Hunter Biden and his laptop and the Trump dossier. Now, she's been criticized for some of the things she did, but she's going to be running that little department. And tell us about this young lady.
She is now the Minister of Truth.
Yeah.
Sure. All you have to do is look at her tweets and how she peddled misinformation herself without doing any work. This girl is the product of progressive education.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she is a graduate of Georgetown, the School of Foreign Service. And when that happens, when you go through that, you do these cockamamie fellowships that the school pays for.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you write a paper, you know, you do a particular study subject, and it might include Eurasia or Russia or Eastern Europe. And so she did one on Ukraine years ago, I might add. So they call that as being an advisor to Ukraine long before Zelensky even showed up on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she's currently employed at the Wilson Center, which, you know, if you ask anybody in media, they say that's a bipartisan operation, think tank. It's hardly bipartisan as I see it. But this is the bigger attempt here. I don't even care about this little new task force they have or her. The bigger thing is that under Biden, they are using Stalin-esque tactics
mm-hmm.
To continue to attack the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not a new phenomenon. I reminded myself last night that going back to the Obama administration, when Obama was running for re-election in 2012, his team launched something called AttackWatch.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I so remember this because the conservatives had a blast hitting AttackWatch, which was a particular Twitter account. And any time that there was stuff put out there that was against Obama for America or Obama and things that he did or said or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
the account just, I mean, what they're trying to do is get rid of anything negative about the Biden administration, which is the same tactic they used going back to the Obama administration. Well, AttackWatch lasted probably about 6 weeks, and it collapsed. So this is the federal government that is doing Stalin-esque purges of I would say, information. And she has already been doing that, saying that the laptop wasn't real and Russiagate wasn't real and all of other kind of stuff. So, yeah. I'm not worried about it.
Okay, hold that thought. We have Mary on the line. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to say about this whole czar business or whoever this lady is, that for anybody who can't see how ridiculous and ludicrous the whole idea of this is in the first place, if they don't get it by now, they're just not going to understand it, that it's totally against American values all the way around. They didn't fight for this country, and they're total nitwits. If they don't understand that this is so stupid, they're total nitwits, and I don't think you're going to convince them any otherwise. Some people think this is okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, it's not okay, but I'll go with the nitwit part. There are people that just, you know.
Look, they're continuing this thing, as I said. I mean, it happened under the Obama administration. So they're continuing with this. If you look at even Obama, when he, you know, the last couple of times he was in the public domain, was really encouraging censorship. He didn't use the word. They asked Jen Psaki about it, and she's like, oh, yeah, well, who would be against misinformation? Well, that's not the point. Who is the arbiter of what misinformation is? How many times has Snopes been wrong? How many times has the Washington Post been wrong? How many times has the New York Times been wrong? So, yeah, I mean, this is, I think the conservatives and the truth tellers ought to have a field day with this one. I don't think we ought to be afraid of it. I think we ought to just ridicule it and just go have fun with it, just like we did with Attack Watch, which I think was a David Axelrod thing. But
I believe you're right.
Yeah.
And of course, we have free speech. We still have the First Amendment, so go ahead and use your First Amendment right.
Sort of.
Yep.
Sort of.
I know, but I'm saying that. Yep. I mean, somewhere, and then let them come and say, well, you can't say that because we're the attacker, or whatever their name's going to be. They're going to have some fancy whipped-out name. Watch and see.
Oh, yeah, Ministry of Truth.
Yeah, Ministry, yeah. Way to go. By the way, the U.S. Now has credible evidence that shows that Russia executed a bunch of Ukrainians trying to surrender. They have witnesses that have come forward and said that they got away literally, you know, by running away. And this, again, leads to the war crimes angle. And I believe these were civilians they were talking about.
Well, I mean, you can't deny it anymore. And I understand what the United States, what evidence they may be collecting. But and that's fine. But I would be looking at the other entities that are also there in Ukraine collecting evidence. And that includes the UK, that includes the Red Cross, and any other, you know, human rights organizations that are there. So I think there's been something that's already been filed against Putin. Let me see if I didn't see this. School boards, I'm trying to see where. Something came across my radar yesterday that somebody had already filed something about the war crimes against Putin. So,
oh, yeah, yeah. Somebody did, and I can't remember who it was. And I did see it, and I don't remember who said it.
I don't know if it was, situation report. No, that's not it.
Okay, well, while you're...
I'd have to go see what I did.
All right, while you're looking, I'm going to mention something here, because this came out yesterday. Stranger than truth, folks. Believe it when you see it. The Russians are using trained dolphins to guard their Black Seaport base.
They've been doing that for several years.
Mm-hmm. So have we. So have we, but not in the Black Sea, so... There you go. So that's no big surprise there. But they made it sound like as if, oh, look at us. All right,
yeah.
I'll try to find out here. If you do, you can let me know. But I'm going to try to find out during the break what that's about. So we'll go from there. Okay, I got to run, so I'll let you go. And I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great stories that she writes. I'm sure you're going to enjoy what you see.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks on Capitol Hill as Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas testifies before the House Judiciary Committee. Republican Congressman Chip Roy from Texas.
How about the lost voices for people dying from fentanyl? The hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of Americans dying from fentanyl. Faces of Americans across this country dying because of fentanyl pouring into our country.
Time and the gentleman is expired.
Mayorkas says he is proud of his service to the country and that the DHS is effectively managing the southern border. The White House wants lawmakers to quickly pass a new aid package for Ukraine, Press Secretary Jen Psaki calling it an urgent priority. The president asking for another $33 billion in additional taxpayer money for Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our Military and Veterans News brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Bo was in here yesterday. Thank you very much for the participation that you put forth and the questions that he got later. He told me he got a couple of phone calls. Now, the fact of the matter is, National Aviation Academy is going to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. I'm on this side of the bay in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. But in either case, what you should do is call them up at 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their schools, either the one in Clearwater or the one in Concord, or both. Maybe you want to go to both and see what the difference would be. Now, the website where everything gets started is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. One more time, NAA.edu. Phone number again, 800-659-2080. Clearwater, Florida, in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, I did find out just a minute ago that the war charges, war crimes charges, have been filed by the Ukraine in the World Court against the Russians and what they did in the city of Bucha. And there's quite a bit of evidence to what they believe was done to the civilians there, which would constitute war crimes. So that's where it started, and we'll see where it goes from there. Now, Ukrainian troops have more than half of the 90 howitzers that the U.S. pledged to them to help beat back a Russian attack in the country's eastern region. That came from the chief Pentagon spokesman, John Kirby, yesterday. So things are progressing. We told you about the United Kingdom as well, with the tanks and some jets that they're going to give to the Ukrainians. And Russia and the United States carried out a dramatic prisoner exchange, trading a Marine veteran who was jailed in Moscow for a convicted Russian drug trafficker serving a long prison sentence in America. That came from a senior U.S. official and foreign ministry spokesman. In addition, there's been some discussion after the National Guard soldier drowned in the Rio Grande River. He did not have a flotation device on, and despite previous requests for the equipment, months-long protests requests for the equipment, flotation devices, because they were stationed along the river in case they had to get in the water. It's been delayed, and they still don't have the flotation devices that they need. Maybe that will be expedited now. Maybe. We'll see. Kind of late to get that done. And by the way, of the 3,400 troops who have been involuntarily separated from the service for refusing to get COVID-19 vaccine, about 70% of them have received general discharges, service personnel chief said yesterday. So for a lot of people that were inferring that these could be less than honorable discharges, that's not, in fact, what's going on. Now, the USS Sampson transited the Taiwan Straits this week. And, of course, China says that the United States hyped the sailing of the Navy warship through that strait, which they always do, and China does too, believe me, when they come over close to us. So there you go. Now, Britain also said about 20 Russian Navy vessels, including submarines, are in the Black Sea operational zone right now. I don't know what that means in the scheme of things, but it means that there's a pretty substantial force over there ready to do whatever needs to be done. It is day number 65 today of being in Ukraine. Day number 65. Things are not as they appear to be either. Russia is trying to make it look like they're the big bad boys on the block and they got everything under control, and they sure as hell don't. You can take that to the bank. The Ukrainians are still fighting very strong. Now, a submarine analyst who first reported on the dolphins for the U.S. Naval Institute said the pens were moved there in February around the time of the invasion of Ukraine. He said the dolphins could be used to counter specialist Ukrainian divers. We talked about that a few minutes ago, attempting to enter the port to sabotage Russian warships, a role he said the United States and Russia had previously trained marine mammals for. Talking again about the dolphins that the Russians are using to protect the seaport over there in the Black Sea. And right now, American and European officials say that their concern on whether or not the war will spill across borders is based in part on a growing conviction that the war will not end anytime soon and is going to expand as they'll try to put more pressure, the Russians that is, on their neighbors from a power of strength to see what happens. And by the way, in case you didn't know this, Ukraine appears to be a crime scene right now, but war crimes against Russians are hard to prosecute and even harder to prove. The details, the images, the bodies found in the street with hands still secured behind their backs, having been left there for weeks, are evidence that the Russians are breaking one of the most fundamental tenets of the law of war, not to execute prisoners. They're taking no prisoners. That's the bottom line. And some 1,150 corpses have been recovered in Ukraine's Kiev region since the war began in that condition, hands tied behind them back or their back and then killed at close range. Many of them have been shot in the back of the head. Small arms bullet fire. Now the blaze that's going on right now, another fire at a supply depot. Russia has got another blaze going at one of their supply depots. The blaze near Belgorod, about 15 miles from the Ukrainian border, was the latest in a series of incidents to afflict Russia's military facilities in regions adjacent to the Ukraine, which in recent weeks that could pressure the supply lines to the Russian forces, and I'm sure it will. No doubt in my mind. Now, the White House is deeply concerned right now that Iran could develop a nuclear weapon in a matter of weeks. Secretary of State Antony Blinken noted earlier the day the country has accelerated its nuclear program and that they are getting closer and closer and closer to being able to do their own damage with a weapon of mass destruction. By the way, the leader of the U.S. Air Force's Information Warfare Branch has been selected to be the next Cyber Command Deputy Chief. That, according to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, we'll know more about him in a day or so. And Mary did mention something, and I will mention it again simply because it's one of the news stories that came out. Approximately $7 billion of military equipment that the U.S. transferred to the Afghan government over the course of 16 years was left behind in Afghanistan. Boy, could they use that now over in the Ukraine, but it's not going to happen. All right, we'll be back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura, because the powertrain and technology of this Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a brand new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts, too. Now, don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they always honor those who have served our country with the You Save, You Serve program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, they're 30 minutes away from just north of Pinellas, St. Pete, and in Pinellas County, and they're 20 minutes north of downtown Tampa up there. Scoot on up there. Check them out. See what they have to offer. And by the way, they got a great line of selected certified pre-owned vehicles, too. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
You know, yesterday, the U.S. gross domestic product, known as the GDP, shrank at an annualized rate of 1.4% in the first quarter of 2022. Now, this was below expectations because I saw the morning of and the morning before as high as 6.9% is what they were expecting to come in, but it didn't.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see that. I thought it was supposed to be growing at 1%. I thought it was supposed to, that's what consensus was. I don't really listen to consensus. I didn't think it was going to be this low, simply because you take a look at corporate earnings that have been coming in, and they've been pretty solid across the board. So I'm looking at this, and I inevitable that this was going to happen. Also based upon inflation and how people are spending money and changing the ways that they're spending money. I actually look at this as actually a good sign. The sooner that we can get through this, the better off we're going to be. Everybody keeps talking about recession like it's some sort of boogeyman, some sort of monster. This recession is two quarters in a row of negative economic growth. It can actually last longer than that, but that's the technical definition of it. And, with unemployment at the levels that it is right now, we can hold up pretty well during a slowing period like this. The issue and the 10,000-pound gorilla in the room, and it always has been, is inflation. We've had a slowdown. We've had the markets contract. We should have seen this coming last summer, when we were told that inflation was transitory and it wasn't real. And I was coming on your program and going on different places and saying, this is nuts. This is not transitory. This is real. It's going to affect the economy. So we're there. Now it's just a matter of getting through it. Some of the ideas being floated lately, though, are just patently ridiculous. You have Chuck Schumer meeting with Joe Manchin talking about raising taxes in order to deal with inflation. That's one of the worst ever, because you're sending money to Washington, D.C., they're just going to spend it haphazardly. You got to let the Fed do what the Fed needs to do. Hopefully, they'll raise rates accordingly, run off some of its bond portfolio to get this inflation into check so we can grow again.
Now, here's what the Associated Press said. I'm going to read it word for word, then you can tell me what they're trying to tell us. It says, however, the report wasn't just bad news. The U.S. unemployment rate fell to a near 50-year low. Consumer and business spending grew 3.7% adjusted for inflation, a metric economists say is a better indicator of the economy's overall health than GDP. So they're trying to make this sound like it's not that bad, correct?
Yeah, I don't think it's – I mean, it's a different scenario, Captain. I don't think it's as bad as it could be. I mean, sometimes you go into recessions, you get unemployment, jumping. Mm-hmm. You go back into when Paul Volcker had a shock inflation in the early years of the Reagan administration, and you had unemployment tick up to close to 10%. There's still job openings everywhere in this country. Labor market is very, very tight, and we have to work through that. And that's part of the inflationary problem as well. So, you're getting, slowing economic growth, but still people have jobs. That's a good thing. We got to get inflation in check. So hopefully we can get out of the woods sooner rather than later.
Well, here's what the Gallup poll said. In the most recent Gallup poll found that 80% of Americans rated the economy either poor or only fair, and 76% say the economy is getting worse.
Oh, I do think that the economy right now, I mean, obviously what people are paying and that you're constantly getting beat over the head, you got to understand human psychology. You're constantly getting hit at the pump. You're constantly, taking a look at your grocery bill. That weighs on you. I understand human psychology and polls. They're not going to think things are getting better when they're continuing to pay these very high prices.
All right, now let's talk about some of the positives, because I got some of them right here in front of me. Spending on durable goods jumped at a 4.1% annual rate. That's not bad, but it's not great.
Well, I think smart companies, and what I do during slowdowns, and I think a lot of smart companies do, is to kind of reevaluate what's working and what's not working at their business. So you look at your business and you say, okay, economy's slowing, growth is slowing. You know, let's make some cutbacks here, but let's invest elsewhere. And a lot of companies today, they've got, you know, capital set aside. And that's where you can start investing in new areas of your business when the economy slows. So when the economy comes out of the recession, starts growing again, you can hit the ground running and you're ahead of the game. And I think that that's important. And durable goods are items that, you know, that last, you know, for a longer period of time. I think that that's good that those numbers have remained where they are.
Well, here's a business number that looks fairly good. Business investment grew 9.2% as businesses snapped up equipment and intellectual property products. Offices and commercial space was an exception because limited structures and investments in structures by businesses fell for four straight quarters. Simply put, there aren't any properties for sale. I mean, there aren't.
Well, it depends on where you're looking. You know, those numbers, whenever you're talking real estate, it's regional. We're a big country. You want to find office space in Manhattan, there's plenty of it. Just nobody really wants it there, and it's gobbling it up there. Businesses have become more efficient. They don't need as much office space as they did in the past. And obviously you've got the dynamic of, you know, the hybrid working part-time in the office, part-time at home, which has changed the dynamic. Companies have been able to become more efficient in that matter.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about Joe Biden? I mean, he's got this policy that some of the economists are calling stagflation.
Well, stagflation is a slowing economy with inflation running very hot, which in essence is what we've got right now.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this phrase was, they started talking about this back during the Carter years, where it was a similar type of scenario. Obviously, you make comparisons, and it's hard because, you know, during the Carter years, obviously much, much different. We have a different economy now than we did then. If we wish to be energy independent, we can be so now, where it wasn't the option back at that point in time based upon where we were. So there's some differences there. And also, I can't stress enough the fact that, you know, unemployment at the levels that they are is very beneficial. It hits a lot more when everybody's getting laid off from their jobs because the economy is slowing and there's no jobs available.
And the two biggest losers of friends on Twitter were, number one, Michelle Obama, number two, AOC.
I don't pay attention to a lot of that.
I just thought you'd like to close on that. That's kind of funny.
The whole I follow, you know, who knows who's the real followers and the not real followers. And once all these bots get cleaned out,
Well, you know why? Because you could buy your friends.
Yeah, buying friends. Yeah, again, that's Stenumson saying. I never bought into that entire.
Me neither.
Just kind of a cesspool to me.
Nope, me neither. If I had 1,000 friends or followers or whatever it was, I knew that they were true followers. They weren't something that I paid whatever amount of dollars to get. And I won't do that, and I never will do that. All right, well, listen, have yourself a great weekend, my friend, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street. You can hear his big 3-hour program on the weekends on many of these same stations. So go on over there, check it out. I'll be right back with more and Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, coming up right after the news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.